So you've had time to get your feet wet and learn the situation here in Petersburg and what you need to do or what you want to do in the next few years. What are you looking forward to in taking on this this post?
We're excited. What we're really excited about, the support that the Army receives from the community of Petersburg. It seems like the Salvation Army is well loved here and wanted, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And so with the community backing you up, and we have a very good advisory board as well, a group of community leaders that have want to see the Army successful in Petersburg. So I've got a great group of people that help us do that. And so we just really want to, I never want to leave a post or a corps or an operation the same as when I arrived. I always want to make it better. And I'm kind of a competitive guy, so I want to make it better across the board. We'd like to see the church built. We want to build the church. We want to, you know, make the thrift store profitable. We want to get out there in the community and just be involved as much as possible as part as with the Salvation Army and also personally, our family, just to be involved in the community. And I think that's what we've found. And with our history of rural Alaska, you know, everybody needs to participate in the community. And so we really feel that that's what we're going to be doing.
And the Salvation Army does some pretty big programs for this community in terms of service for people who are down on their luck. Some big programs like the gift baskets and at Thanksgiving time, Christmas time, that kind of thing. Also, I think in the past have offered temporary housing for people who've needed it. Those things you'll continue. I imagine there's more need than ever in this current economy for those kinds of things.
Yeah, there are definitely needs. You know, they're not gonna go away anytime soon. We all, many of us know the state of our economy, and it's not good. And so there are needs. And oftentimes, when the economy's down, the Salvation Army is called upon to help more. And that's where we find ourselves. We find ourselves right now in a situation where, you know, again, being brand new here, that our food pantry, we're actually open 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, for just a general food box. If people need food, they can come in to the Salvation Army and we'll give them food. Right now, we've been having to turn people away because we're out of food. So that's definitely a need. And that just happened recently, so we've helped a lot, but just recently it got real bare, those shelves. And so, the Thanksgiving baskets are going to continue. The Christmas baskets are going to continue. Mm-hmm. We do help people, you know, if we have funding, it's hard to justify, you know, spending money that you don't have. You know, if we would love to help everybody that came through those doors, we would love to help pay everyone's power, everyone's fuel, everyone's housing, but it's just not possible. We just don't have the resources to do that. So we've really got to use our money wisely, sparingly, and do what we can. I think that's what God requires of us, is to do what we can and to help those that we can. And the more money that comes in, obviously the more money that can go out back into the community. And we've got the thrift store, too. Mm-hmm. We've got the thrift store we've been running, and we've been putting quite a bit of energy at the thrift store right now. Had quite a bit of work that needed to be done there and some things that needed to be cleaned up. And we just want to make sure that our thrift store is a great place to go. It's a place where people want to go and shop. It's clean. The donations that we have in there are good donations. We're not putting out junk. You know, we're not putting out clothing with rips or tears or dirty spots on it. You know, everything we put out is going to be clean. And so we want people to, when they come in to shop at the Salvation Army, to have a good shopping experience and just really to frequent that. We've made some big changes there already, and more changes are going to be coming, but we have really seen our profit, our income increase greatly just within the past 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
And so we're really, really excited about that. We're going to keep that going and do some different things. And, you know, really the thrift store has to make money. I mean, that's really why they're there. You know, we're able to provide a few jobs for people, which is very important. If people, you know, need clothing, if they need work boots, if they need, you know, we're happy to give some of that away. We do that. We write vouchers. They can go over there. They can, you know, get some things. And so we're happy to do that as well. And that's a benefit of having a thrift store. But again, it's really not the main purpose. We have to make money, because the money that's made there, really, it supports the Salvation Army's existence in Petersburg, and so it has to make money. And so with the thrift store income, as well as the donations that come in throughout the year, through supporters of the Salvation Army, we're able to be here, and hopefully we'll just continue to be healthy and thrive in Petersburg.